The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. Fu Manchu has sent Lee King Su, his chief assistant, to Egypt to report on the activities of Farlo Sui, Fu Manchu's daughter. A mysterious Eurasian woman known as Madame Ingomar has taken a house near Luxor from where she is spying on the excavation operations of Sir Lionel Barton and his party for excavating in the tomb of the Black Ape in the Valley of the Kings. Shan Greville, Sir Lionel's assistant, shows up suddenly at Dr. Petrie's house in Cairo, where Petrie has established his practice since his marriage to Karame, with the news of Sir Lionel's death. Arriving back in Barton's camp, Petrie and Greville, with Weymouth, now superintendent of detectives in Cairo, are received with the startling announcement that Barton's body has mysteriously vanished. We find them approaching the hut where the body had been placed.
But how can that be possible, Forrester? You were with me when I locked Sir Lionel's body in the hut.
Yes, I know. Nevertheless, he's gone, and not a trace.
If only Nayland Smith were here now.
I had the same thought, Weymouth, but he's in Portugal. Karame and I are due to sail for England next week. He's meeting us at Lisbon.
Oh, here's the hut, Mr. Weymouth. If you like, I'll...
Just a moment. If you look after Captain Hunter, our pilot, Forrester, I'll talk to you later.
Oh, yes, of course.
We'll carry on, Greville. Come on, Petrie.
This hut is in part a laboratory. That end is Forrester's special province. As you see, we use the rest of it to keep plans, diagrams, and Rima's pictures. She's our official photographer.
Greville, you're not prejudiced by certain suspicions of Petrie's and mine. I asked Forrester to look after Hunter so we three could be alone. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, sir. Go ahead.
Where is Ali, your headman?
I understand Forrester sent him over to Luxor tonight with a letter to the manager of the Winter Palace, asking him to call you in Cairo and explain what had happened. He should be back by this time.
How long a time elapsed between your finding Sir Lionel in his tent and the removal of his body to this hut?
Roughly 2 hours.
When did you decide to move him?
When I made up my mind to go to Cairo. I personally sought the job of bringing him in here. I locked the door, gave the keys to Forrester, and turned in for a bit of sleep before starting for Luxor.
Did anything unusual happen during the night?
We heard a strange howling of dogs. We all turned out, but found nothing.
About what time was that?
I can't say exactly. Sometime before dawn.
Now, you spoke of Barton's niece. Where is she and where was she at the time Barton died?
I don't know.
You don't know? I thought she was your photographer.
She is, but... you see, we had a bit of a quarrel and she went to Luxor Tuesday. I haven't seen her since.
Barton knew of her absence?
Yes, he did, and thought it was a joke on me. But she often stays in Luxor overnight and works here during the day.
Oh, I see. I assume then that you two were engaged. Did Sir Lionel approve?
Oh, yes.
Then since she hasn't returned, I take it she doesn't know what happened. Now, will you ask Forrester to come in, please?
Right. Great Scott. There it is again.
Shan, dear.
Rima. Good heavens, what is it? Where did you come from?
Shan.
Darling, please.
I'm afraid, Shan. That strange howling.
Oh, it's all right, dear. We'll find that dog.
But it isn't a dog. It's... Who's in the big hut?
Dr. Petrie and Superintendent Weymouth. They came up with me from Cairo.
Old friends of Uncle Lionel's, aren't they?
Yes. You know, it's ridiculous, but they have an idea that your uncle isn't dead.
I think so too, Shan.
You what? When did you get back, dear? And what do you know of this?
I came back with Ollie. He told me everything, so of course I had to come.
Oh, I say, Greville and Rima, Superintendent Weymouth, want you both in here.
All righto. Come along, dear.
Did you catch that dog, Greville?
No, Weymouth.
It isn't a dog, Mr. Weymouth.
Oh, I suppose you're Rima Barton. Well, you're right, miss. It isn't. It's a signal. The camp's being watched. Has anything happened that might account for this signaling?
Yes. Ollie and Rima here just returned from Luxor.
Well, we have the facts up to the time you left last night, Greville. I want to know now what happened afterwards.
Well, everything we were likely to need was moved out of this hut, so there'd be no necessity for anyone to enter. After I left, there was only Forrester here and Ali.
The workmen?
They live in Kerner. None were in camp. And next morning, I gave out that Sir Lionel had gone to Luxor with Grev. I stopped all work, of course.
I see. Then about dusk tonight, you came in here to see if everything was all right. Was the door locked?
I unlocked it to come in.
Oh, the window there?
Fastened on the inside, as it is now.
Was there anyone in the habit of visiting camp?
Only one person. A Madame Ingemar.
The lady you mentioned coming up on the train, Greville, eh?
The same.
Who is she?
No one could have answered that correctly but Sir Lionel.
Oh, a friend of his, Miss Rima?
Well, Uncle knew her husband. I don't think he'd ever met the woman, though, before she popped in on us here.
Ingemar. What nationality might she be?
Forrester thinks she's Hungarian. I think she's an Oriental.
An Oriental?
Yes. At least her eyes slant quite a bit.
Attractive? Young?
Oh, very. Smart. Cultured, evidently well-to-do.
Do you ever notice her eyes? What color were they?
One couldn't help but notice them. They were green. A jade green.
By Jove, Weymouth. The description tallies with the Lady of the Sea Fan.
When was this woman here last, Greville?
On Monday. The day Sir Lionel switched the quarters and put up the barriers.
Greville, I see that you and Forrester are a bit annoyed that Dr. Petrie and I have a theory we haven't shared with you. Very well. I'll give you some facts. Meanwhile, give Ali a gun. Tell him to mount guard outside and shoot anything that moves.
Great Scott, Mr. Weymouth. What does that mean?
It means that we are dealing with agents of Dr. Fu Manchu. And that howling is most significant. It's a signal.
There is a Fendi Smith signal again. Two howls. Someone is coming whom we are to detain and question.
Yes, Hasim. Effendi Nayland Smith wishes us to learn something from this person now approaching.
Here he comes.
Yes, Hasim. I see him outlined against the sky. A turban. A Burman. Take him as he passes. Quiet now. Now, Hasim, quick!
I have him.
Get his knife. Ah, Chopra. What are you doing here? Whom do you serve? Bet upon him, Hasim. Now, Chopra, speak.
I am in the suite of Morton Bey. Our headquarters are in Luxor. I am lost.
You lie, Chopra. As I crossed the river coming from Luxor, a motorboat passed heading upstream. One other such as yours stood in the stern. I saw the mark of Kali on his brow. And look, you see the mark, Hasim. I should slit his evil throat.
Yes, he got away. He runs like a deer.
Don't shoot. We rouse the camp. Come, we shall report to Effendi Nayland Smith.
Who is this Dr. Fu Manchu? I've heard Uncle mention him.
I think Dr. Petrie can answer that better than I, Miss Rima.
I'll answer that question in the exact words of my friend Commissioner Nayland Smith. I asked him that same question some years ago. Imagine a person tall, lean and feline, high-shouldered, with a brow like Shakespeare and a face like Satan, with long, magnetic eyes of the true cat green. Without a doubt, Dr. Fu Manchu is the greatest scientific criminal the world has ever known. Smith and I were the last to see him alive. He disappeared in an aeroplane crash in Austria. It's possible he survived that crash, but I don't believe it. I do, however, believe that someone else is carrying on his work.
Madame Ingomar.
Perhaps. She or others. What was a religious murderer doing in my courtyard at Cairo last night? We know he was following Greville.
Aye, and the cry points to an accomplice. He wasn't alone. And now this camp is watched. The old net Petrie closing round us again.
If only Nayland Smith were here. Well, if we have unknown enemies, we have at least one unknown friend.
Who, Dr. Petrie?
The person who sent the telegrams to Weymouth and me. If I went positive that Smith is in Portugal at this moment, I'd swear that unknown were he.
Well, whoever he is, he's taken no chances. Fu Manchu had a method of inducing artificial catalepsy. Dr. Petrie alone, I believe, had a bit of the antidote. And the person who sent those telegrams knew it.
Well, so much for our friends. As to our enemies, either you have a dacoit among your workmen, or there was a stranger in camp last night.
You have a clue, Dr. Petrie?
Not I, but Superintendent Weymouth has.
Tell me, Greville, was Barton undressed when you found him?
No.
Did he carry the key to this hut in his person?
Yes, he carried all keys on a chain.
Was the chain on him when you found him?
It was. I didn't remove it.
And you and Forrester were here when the body was moved?
Ali and I carried Sir Lionel. Grev supervised.
Ali left when you did?
We all left together.
Good. Then none of you troubled to look into the recess behind this sarcophagus lid?
We never even thought of it.
I thought not. Do you know what this is?
Why, it looks like a wad of red tobacco.
It's betel nut.
Someone who chewed a betel nut must have been listening outside Barton's tent when you decided to move his body to this hut. And later, with the key on Barton's chain, unlocked the door and removed Barton's body.
That's nice reasoning, Mr. Weymouth. And I agree, but betel nut?
Simple. Many dacoits and Burmans chew betel nut.
Dr. Petrie, perhaps I can show you the man.
You Rima,
what
do
you mean?
I think I may have his photograph. Also, the photograph of someone else.
His photograph? By Jove, Miss Rima. That would
Wait.
Help us.
That plaque you have in your hand, Miss Rima, where did you get it?
This? Why, from the sarcophagus while you all were talking just now. I looked into the recess behind the lid and then into the coffin. It was under one of my notebooks.
Petrie, by Jove, look.
The white peacock. Not only are we dealing with Fu Manchu's agents, but also with the greatest criminal organization on earth, the Si Fan.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.